Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. Like the new 2024 Lexus IS350, now just $453 a month. New Lexus IS300, only $463 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings end soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number R50770-4669 to assign. VIN number R513-0706-4527 to assign. 36 months, 10,000 mile lease with approved credit plus tax tag title dot fee. Expires 6/4/24.
Today is May 10th. Clean up your room day. I said it's clean up your room day. Get up there right now. It's clean up your room day. When you live under my roof, you live under my rules. And I said it's clean up your room day. What did you say? You're grounded, mister.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm John Scott. The UN General Assembly voted by a wide margin to grant new rights and privileges to Palestine and called on the Security Council to favorably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the United Nations. The United States was among the nine countries voting against it, along with Israel. At least one person is dead as powerful storms in Florida continue to pummel the South during a week of severe weather across the United States. A falling tree killed a woman inside her family's home in the Tallahassee area. The Atlantic and Gulf hurricane season is upcoming, lasting from June 1st to November 30th. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow was up 125 points. The NASDAQ lost 5. The S&P 500 gained 8 points. This is SRN News.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, guys. Don't be that dad without life insurance. But thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance to help keep his family living exactly like they do now, secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as a dollar a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for Ethos at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
It's different, but it gets your attention. We have word of a high-speed chase on I-65 northbound out of Greenville. It's a robbery suspect?
Yes. Felony robbery suspect.
Felony robbery suspect. So if you are anywhere on 65 north of Greenville, but not quite to Montgomery.
Right.
Keep an eye out, because those things will close in on you very quickly.
Right.
We'll get more specific information as soon as we can. In fact, since it's request Friday, 272-9228. And Cowgirl, we're going to congratulate her with this.
G.B. G.B. L.G.B. L.G.B.
They say L.G.B. everywhere I go. L.G.B. What it means? I don't know. L.G.B. Whatever it is. L.G.B. Kamala, help me. Please. Please.
All righty then.
Let's go, Brandon. Right?
L-G-B.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No. L-G-B.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon, I guess.
L-G-B.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
audio.
Chant
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing.
LGB.
If you don't sing that back.
LGB.
And you ain't black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
forgot
this message.
Yeah, we're trying to forget you, but that'll be tough for at least another year plus. We have Jimmy on the phone at 272-9228 on News Talk at 406.
Hey, just letting you know that high-speed case turned onto the Southern Bypass.
The Southern Bypass. Wow.
Yeah, so it about 5 minutes ago, I'm almost to Prattville, and I went by them as I was getting on 65 off of the Southern Bypass.
All right, so you saw this.
Oh, yeah. They 10, 15 cars following a Dodge Challenger, I think.
All right. At least we know a make and model now. We appreciate the information, Jimmy. Anything we could do for you?
No problem. Just letting people know it's coming through the middle of Montgomery.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay, so it's on Southern Boulevard.
God. Third one in 2 days.
Yeah.
We've had another one before this one coming out of Prattville into Montgomery on 231.
And I'm shocked, Rosie, given how we've cracked down on crime.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move things around here, and we're going to go to Skipper next and see what he's got on this and other traffic issues.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
We could have some folks still on the scene in a couple of accidents. Number one, Bell Road at Watchman Drive. Also, Boyd Cooper Parkway at Chantilly. We think that one has cleared. And Highway 31, right before Hunter Loop Road, if you're inbound to Montgomery out of Prattville, use caution there. Very busy everywhere around the area. Traffic's building. The boulevards, I-65 and 85, a lot of cars on the road. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. At McKenna Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. Inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-6.
I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there. It's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. Bruce.
It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know.
That's it, sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes.
All right, I hate to bail out of that early. We will replay it in its entirety in a little bit, but we have new information on the high-speed chase that started on 65 and ended up on Southern Boulevard. And what's the latest?
Crashed on Norman Bridge at Delano, T-boned another vehicle, and the vehicle's on fire.
Son of a bitch. That's sick. I only pray the victim that had her car T-boned
is okay.
Yeah. But, boy, and, you know, as I mentioned before this piece of information came in, these things come on you so quickly. Ironically, we had the car chase yesterday, and I told a story about the one in Fort Lauderdale that came up behind me. I'll tell you, you may think they're fun to watch, like watching, that was not a high-speed chase, but we see them all the time. Helicopters, there's a Facebook group that broadcasts them live as they're happening. But when you find yourself in the middle of one, I got news for you, that's a heart thumper.
Yeah.
Things I remember most, the guy that was being chased pulling up behind me within inches of the back end of my car, and seeing the look on his face, eyes poached, just like panic, whatever. I don't know. I think he had drugs and was probably on some too. And so they went around me to my right, continued on about two more blocks, and then he was driving a Datsun 280Z. That was a hot car. It was probably a stolen car too. Decides to make a left over a boulevard median. So it had a curb, you know, a regular standard size curb, and that car was low to the ground, so there were sparks and everything else. But the car continued to work, and he went the other direction, and the cop was in hot pursuit. And the next day, in the paper, on page 2, is a huge pictorial with the car overturned, trying to get on Interstate 95. The guy was dead. And that's the part that sticks. I saw the look on his face in the last minutes of his life. Just crazy stuff. And hopefully nobody was hurt in that misadventure off Southern Boulevard. It's 11 minutes after Fall on All Requests Friday. We're going to do a request. We'll come back to Old Harold Delaney, I promise, at 4:12. I just want to mention that Georgia Floors Direct is the place to buy mom the flooring she's always desired. You know, you may, well, it's just too expensive, or we can't afford it. You haven't been to Georgia Floors Direct, have you? Where Jeff Mallinson, who worked there for half of its history as their sales manager and taught people like Dustin and Jonathan and Q how to be great with customers and how to get them engaged, make them feel special, to find flooring that is in their wheelhouse financially. Of course, you can do 12 months good as cash. Qualified customers can at Georgia Floors Direct with an unprecedented selection because Jeff, he goes big. Instead of buying truckloads of flooring, he gets shipping containers full of flooring over there on the boulevard. So you have so much to pick from, all types and styles, including marble kitchen countertops and window blinds. And everything they sell is installed by their people. So from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're admiring whatever it is you bought, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. You can't have a better experience as a consumer. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year of the earth stood still, 1969. Good work, Jeff. All right. We had a request for this little ditty. Those unsung heroes of our workforce. They're not essential, but they still get paid.
We are non-essential personnel. Without us, things still run quite well. We don't make decisions, close deals, or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stayed home, but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work, but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. When we'll be fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell. We are non-essential personnel.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm going to go check. Oh, fire! Quick, light the gas!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want. Be who you want and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms. Relax in the tranquil spa. Play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hostin with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a big change in our weather just in time for the weekend. In fact, tonight it's going to be much cooler with low temperatures only in the mid-50s, mostly clear skies overnight. Tomorrow, Saturday, very comfortable humidity with a high temperature up to about 79, plenty of sunshine. Back to the 50s again on Saturday night and a nice Mother's Day forecast with plenty of sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
No, we're sorry to hear that, but it's covered under our station insurance. It's 420 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Like we need the excitement on any given rush hour. A high-speed chase that began on 65 ended up on Southern Boulevard and ended with a T-boning. Norman Bridge. Mm-hmm. I get those Normans mixed up all the time.
Yeah.
Norman. Remember a song called Norman?
Yes.
That to me is one of the funkiest hit records of all time, because Norman's just not a name that seems to lend itself to being a pop hit. To prove my point, I'll pull it up on the YouTubes, because Rosie's going to remind me to do that. But I want to get back with Skipper here and see what the latest is. By the way, the victim, whose car was T-boned in that chase, the car exploded. Let's see if we have an update. Skipper, what's the latest?
Well, we had a high-speed chase that wound up on Norman Bridge Road at Delano. There, the fleeing suspect T-boned another automobile. So please watch out for emergency vehicles working that accident. No word on injuries. We are very busy everywhere right now, all around the city on the boulevards, I-65 and 85. Very busy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Keep it here for traffic updates. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. Inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, we are very sorry earlier this afternoon.
Sorry!
See how genuine we are when we apologize? We were playing a request for old Harold Delaney, and we had to interrupt it to get the car checked. We do have priorities here. At least you can say that for us.
Yes.
So here is the story of old Harold Delaney, as told by the great Norm MacDonald.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it, sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, no. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
you're
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, yeah, sure. No, yeah.
No,
traveling alone, why
sure.
Not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
Yeah. So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time, he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories, because I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's a hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to,
yeah, sure,
but you can't just put it there.
No, it's gotta have some relation to rabbit,
yeah, you gotta move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words. You know, I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? Mm-hmm. So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying, he goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I mean avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, I, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to you. Any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, throwing it wrong.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Newstalk 93.1 FM. Looking at a headline here, Jack Smith makes big admission. He violated the same law used against the January Sixers. You think he'll pay any consequences for that? This has got to stop. It's just, this insanity has to stop.
I saw a clip this morning, Greg, from Jay Sekulow.
Yes.
That said they had come back with a preliminary ruling on the Jack Smith case.
The documents.
Yes, with the documents. On the immunity,
mm-hmm.
on presidential immunity, that basically said, why in the world would he make any decisions if he were not presumed that he had immunity? And he said, whether you like it or not, he believed that there was fraudulent activity in the 2020 election.
Right.
And he called it as he saw it. In his position as president.
There's more and more evidence coming out still, too, on that. And one day it'll all be out, and we'll all know the whole thing was a fraud, but in the meantime, we're paying a terrible price.
But what he said is that case is basically, for that reason, that case is basically dead in the water.
They should all be dead in the water.
Yep.
All of them. They're all a bad joke on us. But we already know that, so I'm not going to have a meltdown over that, and we're going to have some fun in the last hour of the show today. Going to take a look. Yesterday we started a thread on movies where a mother is the featured character. Our movie maven, Miss Murray, is going to talk about, in a more focused segment, on mothers that are involved in the plots of movies that are a little bit different. A lot of takes on it, and Pamela Jean is going to join us. Pamela Jean from AMS Studios at 5 on the phone. So we'll have a, man, I'm going to have, surrounded by women.
Yeah.
Every Hawk Show's host dream. It doesn't get any better than that. At 4:30, we'll check back in with Skipper here in a moment. We'll get your latest edition of 1819 News and the great work they do. Speaking of great work, my buddy Paul, and I'm so grateful when you choose to use the people that support us. And when you choose Clark's, there's no way you're going to go wrong. You've got the best HVAC techs in the business. Clark's Club membership will pay for itself, leaving your unit running efficiently. But sometimes, you know, how long should an AC unit last? It depends on the maintenance it gets during the course of its lifetime. But usually 20 or more years. It just depends. But eventually they have to be replaced. And our old unit, its time came about 18 months ago. And it was just, and we bought it through Clark's. They will get you a great deal on a new system. Let them install it. Let them service it. Let them cover the warranty for you. It's all part of the package. And I've watched my monthly billing with, and we know energy costs have gone up 3 times in those 18 months. They have raised the rates at APL. that my budget billing has gone from $395 to $191 a month. It's gone down every single quarter. I don't know that it can go further. Would I be surprised at this point? No. And you can always hope. But that's a pretty impressive track record for a system that not only provides an instant boost of whatever you're looking to do, more cool, more heat, whatever, to run so efficiently and save me that amount of money, it is truly paying for itself. And in talking about that, I don't want to forget that the plumbers at Clark's, that's how I met Clark's, splashing through my living room. Being the genius house detective that I am, I figured out that the water heater, which I still don't know why they put them in the attic here, but they do, had sprung a leak. And I walked outside the house and there was a Clark's truck in the cul-de-sac, two doors down, just finishing up. And I said to the gentleman that was leaving,
I'm begging you.
In a much more masculine voice, please help me. And he did. Next day, Clark put a new water heater in and it lived happily ever after. Pretty sure it's still working over there too. They're just fantastic people. And when you're a Clark's Club member, you get priority service. And with the hottest of weather headed our way, if something does go wrong, you want to know it's going to be addressed quickly. And that's one of the benefits of membership. You buy the word now. 277-2125, 277-2125. Visit ClarkComfort.com online. Their Alabama certification number is 09098. All right, Skipper's been busy this afternoon. What's the latest?
Well, we have a new accident at Atlanta Highway at Forest Hills. Please watch out as you approach that intersection. Had an accident earlier due to a high-speed chase on Norman Bridge at Delano. The suspect vehicle crashed there with another vehicle. Please use caution if you're coming out Norman Bridge headed towards Troy Highway. And we're busy everywhere on the boulevards. Taylor Road, very busy at this time. Also, 231 to Wetumpka. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
A bill that sought to remove exceptions to state obscenity laws when it comes to school and public libraries has now died in the state Senate. That occurred on Thursday. The bill was offered by State Representative Arnold Mooney to address the controversy that erupted here in the state starting last year over the types of sexually explicit or obscene books that are being made available to children and teens in public libraries. The bill makes a change to current state law and removes the exceptions that are being applied to school and public libraries regarding obscenities. The president of the Southeast Law Institute, Eric Johnston, told 1819 News that this problem is not going to go away. Johnston says that the American Library Association is a big advocate on transgender training of children, and many librarians are buying into it. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A gambling raid was conducted this week in Enterprise after an investigation by the Coffee County Sheriff's Office. The raid involved three businesses and a total of 16 illegal gambling machines being seized. The businesses were located in the Watson Glass Shopping Plaza and Morgan Square Mall. The top five contestants on the American Idol singing competition will be narrowed down to three this coming Sunday on ABC. If Alabama native Tristan Harper is able to advance into the top three, he will then be performing in his own hometown the following week in order to celebrate. This includes a powwow at Harper's hometown of McIntosh, since he's part of the Moa tribe, a downtown parade the day after, and then a free concert in Mobile. I'm Andrea Tess.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents the Riverbend Brew Fest, Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Union Station train shed. Brew Fest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Free admission with tickets on site. Ticket price includes a commemorative tasting glass and will be benefiting the Riley Foundation. There'll be food vendors and a special performance by voice finalist Kirk J. For ticket information, visit MGMCityEvents.com. Sponsored by Blue Water Broadcasting and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a big change in our weather just in time for the weekend. In fact, tonight is going to be much cooler with low temperatures only in the mid-50s, mostly clear skies overnight. Tomorrow, Saturday, very comfortable humidity with a high temperature up to about 79, plenty of sunshine. Back to the 50s again on Saturday night and a nice Mother's Day forecast with plenty of sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tuning in this afternoon, All Request Friday, Mom's Day coming up. In a little bit, we'll take a look at some of the movies suggested where mom is the pivotal figure. Ella Murray's going to join us, the sidekick, and talk about some of the movies that involve interesting plots with moms who are not what you would call your traditional Norman Rockwell type of mother, so to speak. And we've got great people who can get you that last-minute gift for Mom's Day, Brian Jewelry in Prattville. City Fest happening up there this weekend, too. That'd be a nice place to go. The weather's going to be perfect for that. And, of course, AMS Studios, Main Street in Prattville as well. Gift certificates and things for the kind of spoilage and pampering that Mom deserves, and we can never give her enough of that. Have any requests come in, Rosie, since I've been busy cleaning up the studio?
No, Greg.
Damn. Well,
I think people are out shopping for their moms for Mother's Day.
Well, we just gave them a couple of great places to do that. When we come back from this very short break, we're going to get into Norman.
Okay.
But Mark Cumbie's been sending us, he's one of our great virtual producers, been sending us some new stuff this afternoon, and I want to check this out. Hopefully I won't have to hit the dump button, Mark.
And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanent. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man.
We choose truth over facts. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Wow.
We gotta... But you gotta... I mean, we gotta reassure... Look, my message to everybody I talk to is...
Why?
Sorry.
Go
ahead.
No,
probably best I don't. I mean, this idea of, slow Joe. I shouldn't laugh about it.
Give us another reset.
Anyway.
Mark Cumbie, that's a keeper, man. That was awesome. Great to have something brand new that we can deploy for the program.
It was good to see him at Baumhauer's.
Yes, that was very critical to have one of the contributors. We have so many of you have sent things and said, hey, give this a listen, I think you'll like it, and been 100% spot on with your suggestions. We thank you for all of that. I think having heard what we just did, we should bring back the Bidenese clip so people who didn't understand that will have a better understanding. Everybody got that?
I don't understand a word you just said.
Well, that would make two of us. We'll be back in the traffic junction in just a little bit here on News Talk. We have a call.
T.S.
T.S. How can we help you?
You played...
What?
The Mother's Day thing about how many hours they work.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I will get, in fact, if you hang up, I will put that on and we'll go into the break with that. How's that sound?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, that is something that needs to be heard. It's been around for a long, long time. Jay says there were actors that did. I don't know that it matters. The fact is, it gives the job description of being mom, and it's 100% spot on. And it's worth 90 seconds of your time.
This job requires that you must be able to work standing up most or really all of the time. Constantly on your feet, constantly bending over, constantly exerting yourself, a high level of stamina.
For how many hours?
135 hours to unlimited hours a week. It's basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm sure you'll have a chance from time to time to maybe just sit down here and there, yeah?
You mean like a break?
Yeah.
No, there are no breaks available.
Is that even legal?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like no lunch?
You can have lunch, but only when the associate is done eating their lunch. Not possible.
That's crazy.
No vacations. In fact, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and holidays, the workload is going to go up, and we demand that with a happy disposition.
365 days a year?
Yes.
No, that's inhumane.
Also, let's cover the salary. The position is going to pay absolutely nothing.
Excuse me?
Nobody's doing that for free.
Yeah, pro bono. Completely for free.
No!
What if I told you there's someone that actually currently holds this position right now? Billions of people, actually.
Who?
Moms.
Yeah.
Moms.
So, Mom, I want to say thank you for everything that you've done. I love you very much. You've been there through thick and thin. My mom is just awesome. She's awesome.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. Like the new 2024 Lexus IS 350, now just $453 a month. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings end soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number R50770-246-69 to assign. VIN number R513-0706-4527 to assign. 36 months, 10,000 mile lease with approved credit plus tax stack title .V expires 6/4/20.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Next, no rent, Batic Healthcare. My boss been wet. Palmist. True Ender Dash Double Depressor. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is next no rent. Next no rent. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose an excellent threat to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Next, no threat. Okay, the next word we've got is Badikefker. Badikefker. Say it. Try it. Badikefker. President Biden?
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have Badikefker.
Next, my butt's been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my bus been wet. It's not my bus been wet. It's my bus been wet. Say it. My bus been wet.
My bus been wet.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words.
All right, now that you've got four words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're going to really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. One word. One word. Truender dash dubba depressure. Say it a little more quickly. Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize Truender dash dubba depressure.
Truender dash dubba depressure. You guys did fantastic. You learned five new words in a new language, and now you know more Bidenese than you knew yesterday. What can I do but leave President Biden with the last word?
So I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate.
This is the introduction music we reserve only for the biggest of shots as we welcome a bonus sidekick opportunity. Our movie maven, Miss Murray, here in the studio. Jed, wake up and show the excitement she deserves.
Please clap.
Well,
what amazing fanfare. Thank you.
It's so good to have you here on Mother's Day Eve. You can help us render a verdict here. One of our great virtual producers, Mark Cumby, has been sending in some... I don't know if you heard it while you were driving over.
I did.
The Foghat thing was really good.
It was good, yep.
It's great to have some new stuff. And we're still taking requests for the old stuff, too, at 272-9228. Now, this one is called Biden Danger Zone Top Gun Maverick. So let's see what's on. He says they're all clean.
Yay.
Whoops. I better shut this one off before I play this one here. Stars the was great.
It's even better with the video.
Great. Yes, parody. That's why I'm going to put this on the Facebook as we speak. This has to be an instant post. The other one was great, too, the Foghat parody. Mm-hmm. And there's more. But wait, there's more, said the man on TV. I know that one of the things that has kind of defined your role when we talk about movies is you are reticent. You like that word?
Yes, good one.
Reticent to run to the theater to see the movie that everybody else wants to go see.
True.
I love aviation-based films, but when the first Top Gun came out, I was forced to go see that movie by a woman.
Mm.
Yeah, she wanted to see the aircraft. And the aviation shots in both the Top Gun movies are good.
Why but didn't you want to?
I was busy.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. In fact, that was Shelley Scoe, and she made me see E.T., too. And the thing that E.T. and Top Gun have in common...
Poor baby.
I'm being mocked!
E.T.'s a good great movie. Show.
I'm trapped in a studio with women, and they're mocking me. Somebody help! I had to see E.T., but the thing is, I only saw those movies one time each. So when the sequel to Top Gun came out, Rich wanted to go, and I wanted to see it. And I thought it was very well done.
Yes.
It was a good movie. One of those things that makes you feel proud of the kinds of technologies our country has developed and the people that can get in a machine and fly it at 3 times the speed of sound and know where they're. I mean, that blows me away. Because I get nervous hitting 100 on I-65. I can't imagine what it's like to break the sound barrier 3 times over. So, and I brought this up for a very important reason, which is case. But did you see the second Maverick?
No, I am not.
Oh, you need to see it, Ellen.
Really?
Yes.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Well, no, and I understand that. And one of the reasons in all the conversations we had at the Baumhauers that we talked about doing this segment, you're great at coming up with the things that most people don't hear about.
Right.
That's good stuff that's there on all the streaming services. So this is not an impugnment of your integrity.
I'll put it on my list.
Well, I did want to suggest Darkest Hour. Because if you don't like the Churchill angle, the woman that plays his assistant, she is the show stealer. Because she puts up with him.
I definitely have that one on my list of want to see.
I could get you the VHS tape if you want. You know, I used to belong to the Blockbuster. And I
lost my VCR so long ago. One of those moves.
What are you going to do? All right. Skipper's had a busy afternoon. There was a wreck in Old Cougardale from a high-speed chase that jumped off on Southern Boulevard, Norman Bridge Road, T-Bone.
Heard
unbelievable
about that.
Stuff happening.
Scary.
Yeah, it is. And we have Barbara on the line here at 272-9228 at 457 already, for crying out loud. Barbara?
Good afternoon, ladies, and Greg, Mr. Gentleman.
I'm trapped in here with them, you know. I'm helpless.
I congratulate you on your 20 years. That is fabulous, and I have been listening from the very beginning. And second of all, have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, Rosie.
Thank you.
And Ellen, I want to tell you, you have to see the sequel to Top Gun.
Yeah.
Okay, now I have to.
Top movies, but it was great.
Well, we nicknamed Ellen the Netflixer because she was at Baumhauer's, always was talking about movies I hadn't heard about that were available on Netflix.
Know.
Everybody goes to the top five when there's really great stuff on there that's well worth your time.
Well, thank you for the recommendation, Barbara. I'll give it a chance.
Honestly, I think you'll love it because, like I said, I'm funny about movies, and I made myself go to the movie by myself to see it, as a matter of fact. So
wow. There's nothing wrong. Is there? There's nothing wrong with going to a movie by yourself?
I've been many times.
No, there is not. It's a good thing because all my grandkids are grown and gone. So I love the show as usual. You guys are great, and I hope you have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Be safe.
You too.
Happy
Mother's Day.
Before we go back to the traffic dungeon and check in with Skipper, we also have the Wall Street Business Report coming up. And Pamela from AMS is going to join us at the top of the hour. If you are confronted with a life crisis, a divorce, perhaps somebody from the past is coming back asking for more, or is challenging custody, or trying to change the rules of the game that were already agreed on, those kinds of situations can turn you inside out. Don't let that happen. The key to life in so many different facets is to turn it over. When you're confronted with something that overwhelms you, turn it over to people that can help you. That's why Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson have been such a great choice for so many folks who are dealing with a family law crisis. They have been with us for over 7 years, and it's amazing how many people, again, going back to Baumhauer's, have come up and asked for their phone number. In a couple of cases, when they started out, they specialized representing men, but women who said, I heard they did a great job for my friend, I need them. And now their family law practice has expanded. It includes everybody. And they also handle matters like adoptions, and they did my will for me right here in the studio. And that's something that everybody should do. Even though we all know we're going to live forever, it's really one of the greatest acts you can do for your loved ones, so they know what your wishes are, just in case.